Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
How bad did that bathroom stink?
Oh my God. I will never walk in there on a day that everything's working properly and complain, because when it stops working...
Oh, it's horrible.
Woo! So did Aaron's email come out too late after the water was shut off for people to know after using the bathroom?
Well, you're going to go anyway. Like that. So the water, I think the water is off. There was an accident in front of the building, and it took out the fire hydrant. I have pictures of the accident. And so it took out the...
Did you see the accident happen?
No, but people sent me pictures of it.
Oh.
The, what? So anyway, they were fixing the water. And so in order to fix it, they have to turn the water off. So the whole building had the water off.
But there was no heads up.
No.
Because Aaron's email said, just found out. Yeah. The water has been shut off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. But my problem was I didn't even have to go to the bathroom until that email came out. And then the email came out. I was like, oh, my God, I got to go.
Pavlov's dog.
I got to go.
I don't think you were alone based on that smell.
Oh, it was. No. See, and Diane thinks that you're talking about duty.
No.
No, it's not.
Just, like stinky pee?
Stale piss.
Oh. So it smells like the stairwell of a parking garage.
I wish.
Yeah, like on a 300 degree day. It was bad. It was bad. And there was so much of it in there.
Oh God.
Just thick gold.
Because some of those urinals are motion activated. They're trying to flush, but there's no... It was so weird. It was like someone trying to swallow, but they can't. The piece is too big.
Yeah, so, I mean, they would just sit there. Like, at one point, one of the urinals almost looked like an infinity pool.
Oh,
where it was just,
gross.
Like, right up to the... Right up to the ledge.
Well, I think people, too, were afraid to flush those that aren't censored. So they were just using them and walking away thinking, okay, I probably shouldn't.
Well, you should. Yeah. I mean, why would you flush? You know there's no water.
Yeah.
So why would you try to do that? Now, people did use the bowls also. I mean, those got used. But then.
Thankfully, I mean, we made fun of it. But thankfully, a lot of people took it as, even though it didn't say you could leave, took it as a notice of,
oh,
you may as well pack it up for the day.
Oh.
People fled. People fled the building.
You said they were citing... ADA.
Yes. Well, you got to have bathrooms.
You got to be able to go to the bathroom at work.
And the second that email came out, I was like, oh my God, do I have to go to the bathroom? Well, that's not true. The first thing I did was tell everybody Warren Bortnick.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be in there a while.
But just when he had forgotten about that.
But not having water wouldn't matter. He's just sitting there.
Well, flushing could be a problem.
Yeah, well, but you don't have to. You can use the bathroom without flushing.
Well, yeah, no,
I know, plenty of people did.
Yeah. It's almost like people used it before commuting home. They're like, well, I can't stay here, but I need to.
Okay, well, you said yesterday that you wouldn't be able to make it home.
That was hours. I held it until, because I thought the water was going to be turned back on. So it was
probably. It was. What it time was turned back on.
Not while we were here.
No, no, it was afterwards.
So he sent the email in the 11 o'clock hour. We left at like, what, 2:30?
Yeah.
So 3 hours later, I was like, I have to go. I can't wait any longer.
Yeah, I made it to about 11:15. And I was like, oh my God, now I got to go. And I did. I went. And if I had to two, I would have twoed also. But everybody did. A lot of people were like, oh, there's no running water. Well, that's not safe. Out I go. And they took off. But the whole day was weird around here yesterday. There was a rando guy that was trying to break in.
What?
And had Kristen not walked past a group and overheard that conversation, we would have had no idea.
Well, first of all, eavesdropping is illegal. And second, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, there was some dude trying to break into the station yesterday.
Yeah, he made it into the first double doors, but then couldn't get into the second one because he didn't have a key card.
Okay, was he lost?
No, well, they made it seem as though he was acting
the heads up?
Strange. There was none.
No, what, like after the fact?
Well, what do you want him to tell you?
I got my info from Kristen.
Be on the lookout for someone who tried to break in yesterday?
Right. Well, the last time somebody broke in, all they did was steal a bunch of computers.
Oh, my God. So.
Well, hold on. Kristen, pop yourself on.
Yeah. How does she know? Who was talking about it?
Well, they called her and they were like, hey, do you have that crossbow?
No.
Wait, so the guy tried to break in?
Yeah.
Well, there you
there
go.
There should
There's
be
your answer.
A market-wide email.
Well, how many do you want me to send out? I just sent out
I
the
just
one
told
that
you about the water.
That the Esser doesn't work.
Got alternate plans.
And that's when I had to reply all about Bortnick. What was the story with the dude breaking in?
They said he started in the lobby, so he was on the first floor, and then was up here and tried to get into the, like what Diane said, into the second set of doors.
Right.
But
so to get into, and I hate the term suite, I hate it. It's stupid. But anyway, to get into the suite, there's one set of glass doors, and then you're in some stupid waste of money red hallway, and then there's another set of glass doors. So in between, and by the way, it's just a vestibule. It's not like it's a long hallway. So that first one, during business hours, you could just open up. The second one, you need a data watch card to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's no receptionist. There's nobody who greets you and says, oh, can I help you?
Right.
You just walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to, but doesn't he know the way those doors are set up? You guys know how to get into them if you lose your card.
I do not.
I don't.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very, very easy to get in. Anyway, so what happened?
I don't know whatever happened to him.
Happened.
But I came back and told Diane, it's time to use your weapon.
And I got a brief tutorial while I was at the desk. Now she's like, now here's the siren.
And we're skipping over the meat of the story.
But weren't like Jamie and
Jen.
And yeah, like all of them, like all the promotion kids, they hate that. But there are a bunch of young ladies that are working here.
That's worse.
Yeah,
this is calling kids.
Shariah said that she went out and told the man.
Well, I bet Shariah went out and was like, bring it, bitch.
She said, hop in one of these elevators and go back downstairs.
She said that to the guy?
Mm-hmm.
And what'd the guy do?
I guess he got
You're
in
coming
an elevator
with me.
And then he went MIA.
But when he was in between the two sets of doors, he was pulling on the glass door or was he pounding on the glass door?
I don't know that part. I just know he was trying to get in.
And was he of... Was he intoxicated? Or what was the sense that was going on there?
Yeah, how do we know it just wasn't a visitor? Like, what made everybody think that he was coming to kill?
It made them uneasy, right?
Correct.
There you go.
Did he say what his business here was?
I did not hear that part. Actually, I wasn't eavesdropping on this one. It was told.
hold on. What does she think the word is?
Say
is it eaves?
Oh, there it is. Okay.
What did I say?
She just thought it was eavesdropping.
that's like a quick poop. That's an eavesdropping.
Wait, so you weren't eavesdropping on it?
No.
Right. But what did Jamie say?
That she was uncomfortable.
Did they all take the day off? Are they here?
No, Jamie never works on Friday. She's like Dustin.
Jen's here.
Yeah, no, Jen's here. But yeah, I don't know.
Did the cops come?
Say again?
Did the police?
I think once you're
right. Kristen, why are you shaking your head like we didn't need to call the cops for that? Someone tried to bust into our place of occupation.
Our suite.
No, I totally agree with you. I asked him, I said, why did the, you know, where's the building management? Did you tell Tony? Did you tell anybody?
No, why are you looking at me? And then who did you say that to?
The girls.
Well, Jamie's not going to call Tony. She doesn't know Tony.
Well, I asked Jen.
Jen knows Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she took me on like a recon mission. I was like, do we really want to be doing this?
Oh, yeah. Kristen went hunting.
She's like, I got my weapon.
I always have them.
God, I walked out of here yesterday and walked in this morning but without care in the world.
Well, that's why I didn't tell you, because you would have been all heady-penny.
It's best that you don't know.
No.
That's the first thing I thought of when I drove into the garage this morning. Like, God, I hope that guy's not in here.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Not me. Not me.
I was like, TGI. Yahoo.
Yeah, no, I purposely didn't tell you.
On Fridays, I'm Kristen.
You would have been a mess.
Yes.
You would have been a mess. Yeah. I was like, the guy's gone. What do you want me to do? I didn't even think about it when I pulled in today.
I was convinced, and riding down in the elevator yesterday, I was convinced I was going to get slashed.
Was Kristen with you?
No.
Not when you went to the car?
This was after the recon.
What kind of recon did you run?
I offered I said I can leave with you, but then we walked around.
Wait, like on the floor, or did you go like on a hunt to the building?
Well, then we looked over the railing down into the lobby to see if he was wandering around down there.
So nobody knows where he went.
No, but I did worry about the parking garage, because technically anybody can go down to the parking garages.
You could live in the parking garage. Hell, the old night jock at MZQ used to live in the parking garage.
In his car.
In his car. That's true. But no, you could get in. And by the way, getting through that door, you don't need a data watch card.
You've told me there's a way to get in.
Yeah.
But you gave us a heads up a few days ago that the business next door had sealed their driveway, so we would have to go around it. But you don't tell me that there's a crazy man on the loose inside the building.
Yeah. No, because you would have been a mess.
I need to set you straight.
No, because the next hour would have been, well, who do we call to get security? There needs to be security there. There needs to be somebody there. There's no security. There's nothing.
Where's Meg? I need someone to walk with me.
Oh, she got Kim's hand. No, but you would have been a mess.
I am now.
You think he's still here? Probably down on P4.
You're the one that always tells us the radius is always much smaller than you expect it to be when you're out on a manhunt.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I do think he's still here.
I don't think he spent the night trying to get into the building.
It did get cold overnight.
Well, there you go.
There's Kristen with her calming words.
Kristen, you cannot leave today until I do. I need some muscle. I need muscle. I need Brady and I need Kristen.
But I want to know I know that Shariah went out and said something to him. But what did, like, when you said, like, Jamie was flipped out, where did she run into him?
When they were getting here yesterday, I think she said she got here around 8:30.
Right. But a little later than that because she was sick.
Okay.
Stop it. Ew. Gross.
She brought in crackers. By the way, she didn't care that the water was off yesterday. Bombs away.
Oh my God.
I missed who we're talking about. And I'm not going to ask who.
No, wait. So he was trying to break in? In the morning?
Yeah, while we were still on air and they were.
Oh, I thought it was afterwards. Mm-mm. Oh, I thought it was afterwards.
Perfect. They told me afterwards.
Oh, I thought the whole thing happened afterwards. Well, what did Aaron's email say?
About the water off?
There was no email about that.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, the region president has tweeted.
Oh. Oh, is he tweeting again? I still haven't gotten invited to Roach's party.
Tyler isn't alone. No one told me either.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so that didn't make it to Aaron?
I figured Jen definitely would have told him.
Well, he actually
isn't Jen
shot.
Here to Hold prevent on. Fights?
Hold on.
That's her whole job is to keep people from
internally.
Fighting.
Internally.
Just internal fights. I gotcha.
Had he gotten through the door, then it's a gray area because he is inside. He's just not an employee. Actually, Aaron is critical of you, Kristen.
Oh.
Kristen, after he says no one told him, were you worried that I was personally working on the water situation?
Yes.
No heads up for the region president.
Yeah, well, how does Aaron not know?
I don't know. But when Diane and I went on our hunt,
right,
we didn't see him. So, not Aaron. We did see Aaron. But
because we're trained.
Didn't even tell him. Hey, where are you guys coming from? nothing. It's no big deal.
Meanwhile, two of his female employees have weapons out, and he doesn't ask a follow-up question.
She's got her mace right next to her in her studio.
That's right. Aaron doesn't see gender. That's what I've always liked about him.
Well, I hope
care.
If two males had weapons, he would think that was odd.
Their protection.
If it was Colin, he'd be like, oh my God, who's he killing?
Who faked a funeral? Oh no.
So Aaron is learning about this for the first time. That's it. He had no idea yesterday.
And Kevin.
Well, I guess he was under the cabinet trying to get the water fixed and couldn't hear. I'm sorry, say again.
Kevin writes he would expect a president of disc jockeys to take a more active role in helping to warn.
Actually, he did.
The suite.
Actually, he did. He was able to, as president of disc jockeys, he knows his disc jockeys and knows, I'm better off not saying anything to Tyler than alarming him. Absolutely.
Well, there are other disc jockeys.
Yeah, I know. But if anything happens to them, that's what Jen's here for. All right. Everything's good. Everything's good. Oh, I still haven't told you
unless
how to get in without the card key.
What if he's a listener?
Yeah.
Then I won't say it. I won't say it. I'll tell
or
you.
Or anybody.
Say again?
You're giving clues to everybody.
By the way, it's like that for all Data Watch buildings.
Yeah, that's our concern.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.